Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A great example of how the truth can prevail if you just continue to put out the truth and have a long view of history. For 30 years, Congressman Ron Paul has fought. He has exposed the private Federal Reserve. He's having victory there now, thanks to all the great supporters out there. He's now all over mainstream television. The New York Times, the LA Times, the Houston Chronicle say Ron Paul is right, you know, from outsider to mainline. And thank God he's been there telling the truth so that people now have a choice between collectivism, big government, and tyranny. He's with us for the next 30 minutes to talk about a host of issues. Congressman Ron Paul, out of the gates, our first interview with you of 2010, what do you think is most important right now?
Well, the big issue is how much of our freedom we're going to have, you know, in the next year or two. Are we losing it? And I say we are, and that to me is the biggest issue, because I have such confidence in free people that when we're free and left alone and allowed to keep the fruits of our labor, things take care of themselves. We can do a much better job than the government. But if you go more specifically, I would say there are two. One is, our expanded involvement overseas, which poses a danger to us, physical danger as well as the danger to the men that have to go over there. And then the next thing I would be most concerned about is what I think is going to happen to the economy. I don't think this is past, as I think we're just barely into the correction, because they're doing everything possible to prevent the correction, and you always have to have a correction in order to get back to work again.
Well, I want to go over that in some detail coming up in the interview, what's happening with all these expanded wars. But first off, secret health care conference going on this week. Obama had promised to put it on C-SPAN, but I don't know how he has the authority over Congress. But now Obama says, okay, 1 hour, kind of a staged event with talking points, the public can see that. Your take on that, Congressman?
Well, it just shows the hypocrisy of the whole thing, what people say in campaigns and then what they do afterwards. But most of the time, the important things that come out of Washington are done in secret. I've known that ever since I've been in Washington. The conference has always been very, very secretive. And I think one time in 1980 they had the Monetary Control Act come up, and the most important part of the bill came up in the conference. They stick it in the conference. Used to be, well, theoretically, the conference is supposed to bring the numbers together. If the House has 50 and the Senate has 100, you're supposed to agree on the compromise and go with 75. But the conference is where they do all the mischief, and that's where, the big deals are made. When the conference report comes back to the House floor, it's usually brought back with a one-hour debate, no amendments, and most people think, oh, we fully discussed this. How did I vote for this before? Oh, I voted against this. I'll vote against again. And so this is what's going on. I'm not surprised at all. They're never going to tell us exactly what's in there, and it'll be months, if not years, to figure out exactly what the consequences will be, because then we will have delivered a lot of power to the agencies of government. Then the agencies write all the rules and regulations. It'll be tax codes changes, and we won't know for years exactly what happens. I know there's a lot of condemnation of people not reading those bills, and, of course, it's impossible to read them or understand them, but I don't think there is any one individual that could read both of those bills and know what's in it. You know, they're so bad. That's why anytime you come upon a situation like this, any member of Congress ought to just vote no on it, because they know it's no good. And this fact that they, do it in secret means that you can't trust what they're doing.
It's over 4,000 pages with both versions, and jail time and new taxes and cutting benefits. Even socialists like Dennis Kucinich in the House with you, and even the head of the Democratic Party, have said it's not a good bill.
No, and the left, there may be some on the left that will oppose it, but they'll probably only oppose it because there's not enough government. And fortunately, the Republicans are doing a better job of sticking together on this. If Bush were president, that wouldn't be the case. We'd be getting some more prescription drug programs. So
Congressman,
right now, the Republicans are sticking together and opposing
stay
it.
Stay there.
I hope we can stop it.
Great.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
New book's been out for months, been at the top of the bestseller charts in the Fed. And, of course, he had a number one New York Times bestseller, his Manifesto of Freedom. And you can find out a lot more at Campaign for Liberty. Ron Paul, again, is our statesman, our champion out there, really exposing the fake Republican Party and the fake Democratic Party. Congressman, getting back to health care here briefly, a month ago on the show you said it looks like it probably will pass. Is that still your prognosis?
Yes, but I don't think anybody knows what will be in it. I don't think it will be everything that Obama wanted, you know. And I wouldn't put a whole lot of money on exactly what's going to happen because, you know, the right to life people in the House are very, very determined. And the Democrats, you know, Bart Stupak said he's going to stick to his guns. So maybe something good will come of all that. But then again, I think something will pass. The government is going to get more control of medical care.
In every poll, you get Gallup polls of 99% against the banker bailout takeover of 2008. You see 91% against open borders. You see 70-plus percent not wanting government-financed abortion. But it all just continues, even if the people are against it. Take Copenhagen, the Copenhagen, Denmark event, Congressman. As you know, they couldn't get the treaty. So Obama and Gordon Brown say they're just going to implement it at the executive level. Is this not tyranny?
It is, and they do a lot of that, and they've been doing it for a lot of years. Executive orders, probably about 99% of those are illegal. There are some conditions where a president's allowed to issue an executive order. But you have the executive orders, you have the signing statements, and I mentioned before about how agencies of government legislate. That's unconstitutional. And it's just growing by leaps and bounds. And excuse me. And when you think about what the CIA does and how we run our foreign policy, it's all out of control.
And it seems from studying history that that's what tyrannies do. They just get you trained to accept corruption. No one is for it, but they just do it. And the people kind of get a broken mindset or broken attitude. And I've seen polls in Europe of 76% against the naked body scanners. We have medical reports that it does bombard your body with dangerous radiation. The media blurs the images, but we've posted and gotten the real images, complete images of women's breasts, genitalia, men's genitals. This is a literal recording of your naked body. England has to change their law, The Guardian reports, because it is child pornography under their laws. I mean, who would imagine Stalin putting people through naked body scanners? Congressman, can you speak to that, A, and B, could you sponsor a bill to have Congress get control of the TSA And not let them put in these machines, and we have Chertoff making money off the company that got the government contracts? I mean, this is just incredible conflicts of interest.
Well, we've already had a vote in the House on this to ban these scanners, and it passed in the House. So that represented what the people were saying. That was several months ago. But it's almost like this is the reaction to it. We need to prove that we need these machines, and they have this incident come up. I think the people back then said one thing, but now they're using the tactic. You were wondering why do the people, go along, and even though it seems like they're opposed to it, I think the reason the people finally go along, even though their numbers are against it, is because of fear. I mean, the government knows how to build up fear, fear of the financial collapse of the system. Oh, yeah, that's why we have to bail everybody out. Fear that Osama bin Laden is on the verge of having a nuclear weapon and Saddam Hussein is going to bomb Washington, D.C. is always fear, fear, fear. And then the people get frightened, and then they sacrifice their liberties, and it's a continuous process. So it's a hard thing to combat, but hopefully we'll be able to do it.
So carbon dioxide is going to kill us. We've got to have a world government and a world tax to save us. The swine flu is going to kill us. It's killed right around 11% so far, according to the Associated Press, what the regular seasonal flu does. But we've got to have those forced inoculations in New York and Massachusetts. That failed. It does seem that their selling of fear, though, is having less and less effect, and that people are starting to get wise to it.
Yeah, this is it, and this is the great thing that's happened, is the loss of credibility of government. And this comes along with the acknowledgement that the government is bankrupt, and that both parties are bankrupt, because governments make promises and they can't fulfill them. Even these foreign policy adventurism, that's not going to pan out either. There will be a point where you can't afford it. That's why the Soviets left. It isn't because we fought them. They finally, the economic system couldn't be sustained. And there's as much concern on the left as there is on the right about government and its credibility, because people on the left say, hey, maybe my benefits aren't going to come. Is it true that Social Security is bankrupt? And where are they going to get this money for all this medical bill? You know, eventually they're starting to wake up, because government is losing their credibility. And I think this is very, very healthy. But our job is not just to harp on their total failure as much as to say, what are we going to do about it? Is there an answer to this? And this is where, when I talk on college campuses, they're delighted to hear that there are alternatives, there are things to do. And I am convinced in my own mind that if we had truly a free society and sound money and limited government and a sensible foreign policy, and we just got out of the way and everybody got you know, lost 75% of their wealth tomorrow, but they were left alone, I think we'd recover quickly, quicker than anybody would ever dream of. So the whole issue is how free we can be and whether we can have self-reliance and take care of ourselves and push us back to depending on local communities and family. It is so remarkable how successful that is. But unfortunately, our country has lost confidence in that. But now the question is being asked, if government can't deliver, what is the option? Too often, though, they're saying, you know, the people that you fight all the time are the one world people. You know, say, oh, yes, there is a crisis, a financial crisis. That means we need a single central bank for the whole world. But the other option is maybe introducing the notion of gold and silver coinage here in the United States, like the Constitution mandates.
Congressman, a few minutes ago you alluded to the fact that they couldn't get their multi-billion dollar airport scanners in. People were refusing en masse. And so magically, Christmas Day, I heard on the radio about the underwear bomber. And then I talked to eyewitnesses. They didn't hear an explosion. They saw another man on board the flight. They saw a man lead the underwear bomber onto the flight in Amsterdam. They had body scanners in Amsterdam. He bypassed security. The underwear bomber's father said he was training in Yemen, but he wasn't put on the watch list. On and on and on. And you talk about letting this happen or how convenient that this came along. Even Rush Limbaugh now admits there's a global government forming, and he admits that the government wants to wreck society so that we all become dependent on them. So the good news is mainline conservatives are now finally having to admit what you've been talking about for 20, 30 years, what I've been talking about for 14 years. But can you speak to creating crises or using existing crises or letting terrorists hit us? You know, Gulf of Tonkin was staged, never happened. 53, overthrowing Iran by funding radical Muslims to attack the government. I mean, we know who has the motive in all of this. And within minutes of the underwear bombing report Sunday,
yeah,
it came on Fox News Radio. I was listening with my family on Christmas, and they said, don't worry, the scanners are going in next month. I mean, you talk about perfect timing.
Yeah, and the question is whether or not government could be that inept. And sometimes I think they're quite capable of being very inept rather than just conspiracy people who have planned every single thing. But there are events that occur, and they make good use of them. But really, can they be this inept? You know, it just seems like they can't be that stupid to miss so many warning signs. And here, and I've been harping on this, is that every year we spend $75 billion on gathering intelligence to try to protect our country from being hit. Of course, they won't talk about foreign policy. Then they get this hot lead. And they say, oh, yeah, we knew about that guy. We were warned about him. And it wouldn't have cost – what would have cost? The cost of a telephone call? And say, you know, why don't you watch this guy? You know, but where does the $75 billion go to collect all this intelligence? It seems to me like we don't have very many intelligent people analyzing this unless somebody's in the business of allowing these things to go forward, which is, you know, going to be hard to prove one way or the other.
Well, my issue is this. Let's say there's real terrorists that blow up a few airlines every year. I would rather, and I've seen the polls, so would everybody else, walk right onto those planes and have the chance that that's going to happen. I mean, I get on the highway every day. That's the number one cause of death. I take my children down the highway at 70 miles an hour with big 18-wheelers right beside me. I routinely, yesterday, drove past an overturned 18-wheeler that was a fatality. I mean, do I suddenly start chewing my fingernails and say, naked body scan me?
Yeah, well,
you know, record my naked children in the body scanner? I mean, it's ridiculous.
That may be logical, but it won't pass politically to take that out. They will consider this that you're not really concerned. But what I do instead, even though I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong, what I'm saying is that there's an alternative. I don't believe the government should be involved in giving us our privacy or, you know, our safety. And the government doesn't give us our safety in our houses or our building or our farms or, you know, our business establishment or our chemical plants. But, you know, You know, on the airplanes, if the airlines were responsible, there is technology available now that every individual could be issued something no bigger than a cell phone, and it would be your identification badge. The airline can have that registered. So they say, oh, I know your little gadget there belongs to Ron Paul, so I want you to put your fingerprint on it. You put your fingerprint on it, and they get the recording. They have no record of your fingerprint, no records kept. The government doesn't know anything about it, but I'm a frequent flyer, but I have my passport. You know, I have a card, which I have voluntarily gotten.
It's a corporate passport.
Only I can turn that ID badge on, and that technology is available. So that at least would take care of 90%. Even if you didn't fly a whole lot, you could get pre-screened for this. That's what I would do if I was running the airlines. I wouldn't say, oh, anybody, come on, you know. I'd be very careful, you know.
But, Congressman, we know what's really happening. Take Austin, Texas. $150 million spent on Capital Metro that 1% of the city rides at a cost of over $35 per ride. The person pays two. And $70 million is spent on Austin roads. So more than double the money is spent because the government gets to control the buses than what all the rest of the people are using cars. They only get half of the money or less of their own tax money. And it's the same thing with big government. Big government with revolving doors, with Homeland Security people, they're all making money as consultants. They recommend the body scanners and the surveillance, and then they make money off of it. It's criminal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When I heard that thing about Chernoff, it's hard to believe. Then somebody was interviewing him like, oh, by the way, I know you run this, and how did you guys know that this was so important? It was like he was really smart that he figured this out. It wasn't like, is there a conflict of interest? That question never even came up when he was being interviewed.
Well, that's like in Congress, whenever Paulson, the head of the Treasury, they'd say, well, you got tens of millions of dollars of your own bailout money. And he'd say, I gave myself a waiver.
Yeah, it made it legal, huh?
I mean, can I give myself a waiver, Congressman, to rob banks?
You know, they gave that, I can't remember which company it was, but they were bankrupt and we bailed them out and all, and they still had a tax problem. So they just wrote the taxes off, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. No, oh, okay, those last 3 years' taxes, you had a lot of trouble, so you don't have to pay those taxes. Can you imagine if you had a tax problem and you had difficulty with the IRS case? Well, we know you had trouble, so you don't have to pay those back taxes. But that's the way the system works, unfortunately.
Sir, Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, joining us. Got about 8 minutes left here. Sir, I saw a Bloomberg report where Goldman Sachs is arming its employees literally against the public with pitchforks. In Washington, are they starting to get the same sense that Wall Street is, that the people are recognizing their criminal activity, passing unconstitutional bills without even reading it? Because it seems that Washington's only getting more criminal. They don't seem to care. Or is it more like rats running off the sinking ship with the loot?
Well, there's some of that. I work on the assumption that Washington is usually about 10, 15 years behind what the people are thinking. So I don't think a person like Nancy Pelosi is aware of what the people are really thinking. You know, if she heard about the Tea Party movement, I mean, she writes that off. That's 1 or 2% of the population that are all nuts. And she just totally dismisses it. So that's where generally Washington is. I just don't think that they're quite aware of what's happening with the grassroots, and I think that's where the real changes are occurring. And of course, I'm always hopeful that there's some real changes with the young people. So that's why I keep talking to myself so that I'm always hopeful.
Speaking of hopefulness, Iceland, it looks like, may say, no, we're not going to pay off private debt. England is listing all Icelanders basically as terrorists so they can grab and hold the money that's in British banks. Goldman Sachs has been caught engineering that crisis. That's come out in the news. I mean, shouldn't we just tell these private banks we're not going to give you any more bailout money?
Well, we should have never given it in the first place, and we shouldn't give any more. Besides, pretty soon it'll be worthless and won't matter much. So the more you give away, create money out of thin air, the more you give away, you may temporarily help some of their friends, but it's just more of the same thing. That's how we got in this trouble, and that's how they're going to keep it going.
A lot of economists are saying we could have total depression within the next year, the real economy over 20% unemployment. All the numbers that I know you're well aware of are really bad. Well, the mainstream media says this is a great economy because the big banks are making money off the bailout. The dollar's continuing its slide, went up for a little bit, but still overall it's going down. Where do you see us in 2 years, Congressman?
I think we're going to be much poorer as a nation. I think unemployment rates are going to stay very high. I think by 2 years it'll be acknowledged that there was no recovery. I thought there were some very good articles, and I commented on one this past week about Paul Krugman. You know, he analyzed the past 10 years. He had a good analysis. We're all worse off. The real employment has, real income has not gone up and investments have not gone up. He did say that you'd be an even Steven on your stocks from 10 years ago, but you're actually lower if you take into account the inflation. You're down about 20%. But, of course, he said what we needed was more spending and more regulations, and that would have solved all that problem. But, no, I think it started 10 years ago. I think we started slipping into the recession depression. I think there's no signs that we have reversed things. They talk themselves into thinking that things are improving. When the dot-com bubble burst, they didn't allow the correction to occur, so they created a housing bubble. Well, they started feeling better. But that didn't solve the problem. Now a lot of people don't have houses.
But you don't believe gold is a bubble?
No, I don't believe that.
So that's an inflationary issue.
I think gold reflects, if anything, it's way behind, because the bubble is the size of the dollars created. The real bubble, I think, is in the bond market. Because the price of bonds are so good, because the interest rates are so low, but that's just being held together. I think this is what the Fed does in collusion with other central banks, as they prop that market up. But will rule. Pardon me?
I'm sorry. So if gold met inflation, what would it be like, $2,500 an ounce?
It would be a lot higher. The market, I don't think the market's been allowed to adjust to that yet. I think there's that's the other thing that an audit might reveal, is how much they're involved in the gold market, because the governments have always been involved in gold. Even when they had gold in 1,000 years ago, the government would the kings would dilute the metal or clip the coins and do different things. And up in 71, we dump gold to try to keep gold at $35 an ounce, and that was a joke. And now they
absolutely
do it a different way now. But they're working very hard. They know that a high price of gold is a vote against paper, and they can't allow the people to question the paper money, because their kingdom is finished when the people question it. And they're only beginning to question it. So, if anything, gold is a long way from a bubble. The real bubble is in the size of the currency market, and the value of the dollar is artificially high, and the bonds are artificially high.
Congressman, I totally agree with you. In the last minute and a half we've got left, homeschoolers in California, they ruled a couple years ago that homeschooling's a privilege, that the state owns their children. That got overturned. CBS News reports these people moved to the town, didn't register their kids. It was a civil matter. But the CPS said, yeah, but that's child endangerment, and so they were arrested through color of law. And the school is on television saying they deserve to go to jail. This is slavery in my view. I mean, if we can't raise our children and be left alone by the state, we might as well be the Soviet Union.
Yeah, this is tyranny, but unfortunately we sold that out a long time ago. When we decided the federal government was involved in education, always, for these good reasons. So once we allowed the government to take charge of it, there's been some up and downs. They tried to really stop homeschooling in the early 80s, and there was some court fights, and we won those. But no, they will never give up on that. They never give up on control of money. They will never give up on the control of the education of the young children. Just think of how they brainwash young children on global warming and some of this radical environmentalism. So that's a big fight, but hopefully it'll backfire on them, and it'll just wake the people up, because there's sure a lot of homeschoolers around these days. And they're very strong on the Constitution. They've learned the Constitution, which they would never have learned in the public schools.
And that's right. There's many more homeschoolers now than there were in the 80s. We beat them back then. The message is, stand up. against this tyranny, and we can turn them around. Congressman Ron Paul, thank you so much for joining us in the new year. Everybody should get your book, In the Fed. Our website's InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Good to be with you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls, Wilson, Melody, Frank, Jim, Michael, and others. And I'm going to go over a ton of news we haven't even gotten to yet. I have a report here with airline security. The Fed's completely taking it over with the TSA, unconstitutionally using it as a microcosm, a cancer cell to spread out of the rest of society, their unconstitutional federal takeover. The Feds themselves taken over by international interests, completely unconstitutional. Explosives reach Ireland after failed test. A quantity of explosive found in a flat on Dorset Street in Dublin this morning was brought into the country following a failed security operation in Slovakia. They planted bombs on somebody in their bags as a test, and it went through. That's how the government stages terror attacks. They pick some Muslim or somebody they don't like, normally with a criminal record so they look bad, and they just put bombs on the airplane with them and blow the airplane up or bust them with it, and the person says, I have no idea. This is how they do it over and over. That's how a false flag is run. That's one of their favorite ways to do it. And you know, they could do it to me. They could plant an explosive on checked bags. That's why I never check bags. And I fight with the airports and pay extra to carry two on, and they try to grab them and take them away. And almost every time I've been forced to check them, they get lost and show up 3 or 4 days later after I've already left some city, and then they've got to get mailed back to Austin. And then, I mean, it just goes on and on and on with these people. And you know, Ron Paul reminded me something that's huge that I had totally forgotten about. The House passed a law last year that they couldn't do these body scans. And they still just do it because the Senate didn't pass it. The House doesn't want it. The people don't want it. I've looked at the way they ask these polls, where 50-60%, depending on the poll, want the body scanners. Then it says, do you want to increase high-tech security scanners for weapons that would ease how fast you go through the airport? Oh, yes. But if they say, do you want the government to record your naked body and that of your children and store it in a database? No. 75, 80, 90%, depending on the poll. They have polls where they ask it in the Guardian scientific poll, where they ask it where most people would be for it, and 76% were against it. I've asked Watson to do a blurb on that so people can see it at prisonplanet.com. House passes bill limiting the use of whole body scanners, but they don't care. Later towards the end of the show, I haven't launched the official contest yet. I haven't launched the exact details. I know I'm going to do $5,000 for the best media stunt, legal, lawful stunt to expose the body scanners in your town, in your city. $10,000 for the best protest video of a protest at a federal building or on the edge of the property, not on the property of an airport. And my wife had the idea. My wife hates PETA. She wanted me to add that point. She worked for them for a little while, and she knows they're rather this was like 14 years ago. She did some of the rather go naked than fur protests that were on the cover of USA Today, you name it. And she said that would really be effective to show how they're stripping you, to show the public that this is a naked body scanner. And, you know, I said preliminarily, I said yesterday, I was still wasn't sure about the contest, that that would probably be a great idea. If people want to do that, that's their issue as long as they check their local laws. Most places, it's okay. But that's, you don't have to do that to be the winner. It's, I'm going to judge it whatever the best protest is. And again, I got to develop this over the weekend, write up the rules, and launch it on Monday. So the best stunt, the best protest, and that can be however you organize it, however you do it. And again, it will be the video, because we can't really judge a protest itself. It's whoever goes to a protest, organizes a protest, and then makes the best video. Whoever makes the best video of the protest. You're not winning the prize for the protest itself. That's your First Amendment right, and if you choose to go out and do it, you do. All of us win by the hundreds of videos that will get made, that will get posted, that then tens of millions of people conservatively in a year, sometimes in a week, depending on how big these are, will see. $5,000 for the best stunt that you videotape that's legal and lawful. Check your local laws. $10,000 for the best video, the best protest that you are part of, and $5,000 for the best poster against body scanning and Big Brother that you then post legally and lawfully in public places. So I've got to write those up this weekend. Next week I'll announce the dates and how people do it. I guess people seem to think alike. It was pointed out to me by Rob Dew. I haven't seen the video yet, that it was in some British newspapers that last weekend, before we even thought of this, simultaneously or separately, that some folks did the topless protest and it made the news against the body scanners. We can beat this. Congress already the House already passed a law against it, but the Senate didn't. We need to have it brought back up, passed again in the new Congress. I asked Ron Paul again to reintroduce it. Hopefully he'll do that, and we can get the Senate to go along with this. I mean, this is a big deal, folks, an act of submission to government. So we're going to your phone calls throughout this hour, into the next hour. And into the hour following that, we've got 2 hours and 40 minutes, 30 seconds left in this worldwide broadcast. But again, anybody that enters these contests, anybody that takes action, you win because you're strengthening the liberty muscles. You're getting involved. It's like jogging. At first, you can't jog a mile. Pretty soon, you can jog 5 miles. Pretty soon, you can run a marathon. It's the act of going out and resisting and saying, I don't agree with this. This is Big Brother. This is wrong. Also, in the last 30 minutes of the show, I'm going to break down another facet of the eugenicist and Bernard Shaw and others. We're going to have Aaron Dykes in studio with us. But I'm about to go to your calls. I first want to put the call out to listeners to financially support us. I can't do $20,000 contest, which have all been incredibly successful, even the smaller contest, at reaching millions of people, unless we get funds and support. And that's what I do. I'm expanding our studios, expanding our office, hiring more people, upgrading the websites, adding more for PrisonPlanet.tv members, just continually trying to expand what we do. And I don't think there's any place in the fight against the New World Order, any facet of what anybody does out there against the globalist, that pound for pound, dollar for dollar, political action for political action is more effective than what we do with this multimedia radio slash TV shows, my films, the news websites, and how we teach people and show people how to be effective and politically active and shatter the left-right paradigm. So how do you support us? And how do you get great, powerful films that will wake up your friends, families, and your neighbors? There's nothing more valuable than waking people up. You get Fall of the Republic. You get Camp FEMA. You get Endgame, Terror Storm. All the best books, all the best videos, all the best documentaries that are out there that I've made or I've produced or that I've seen and I admire, we purchase them in bulk and sell them to you at a discounted price. And again, we are running out of some of the sizes of the Obama Joker shirts. When they're gone, they're gone. But we've added other T-shirts you can get for free if your size is sold out or if you choose another shirt at InfoWars.com. When you get Fall of the Republic or Endgame, you can get free copies of Aaron Russo, the 90-minute film I made that has a bunch of extras as well, breaking down the cashless society control grid, what Nick Rockefeller told him, how the elites will have their chip, where they go through security, everything, they're left alone, where the public's harassed. Such an important documentary. You can get it free in a bunch of the specials we've got at InfoWars.com or ask about some of the free deals when you call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also, until next Friday, then we're getting rid of the special, next Friday, PrisonPlanet.tv. We do it every December and January for part of January, part of December into January. 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch the live video simulcast of the radio show. Download the archives in higher quality in audio and video. All my films in high quality. Burn them to DivX. Give them to people. PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Now, again, we have wide open phones, but I'm asking listeners to give me your take on the secret conference committee in the House and Senate, not letting the public see it, Obama promising to do it, under pressure saying, okay, of all these days and days of meetings, you'll get to see 1 hour of staged, prepared statements and none of the secret activity going on in the criminal government. What do you think about the body scanners, about homeschoolers being arrested? And I want to stand up for this family. They're talking about taking, and we're going to your calls. I want to give these numbers out first. They are talking about taking this family's children. They are talking about in New York State and the Fonda Fultonville School Superintendent, they sent police to their house because they didn't register their children with homeschooling, which was a civil matter. I've read the law. Printed it off yesterday. But the CPS, this shows their tyranny, there's no law against yelling at your kids, no law against spanking them. But they can then decide if yelling or if not putting them in public school or not registering them, if that's endangerment. So the CPS agent and the judge becomes judge, jury, and executioner and God inside the eugenics cults set up about 110 years ago, right around there in different states in the United States, 120 years ago in England. for racial hygiene. Everything that George Bernard Shaw talked about, the big head liberal here in the U.S., how they would set up these family courts and then take everybody's kids and the state would end the family. And anyone who didn't produce or when you got old, they would just kill you. He actually says all this. The video of him saying it is coming up in the last hour today. The diabolicalness of these people. And so they're persecuting him. They're trying to take their children. Right now, this family is in between a rock and a hard place. It is the Cressy family. We've seen emails from the police and superintendent and others to locals. Burmese actually went to school in this town. This is where Jason Burmese has lived and went to college. And it's just amazing. And the superintendent's like, well, we had one case where a 18-year-old couldn't read after homeschooling. That's always the PR, that homeschoolers don't get taught, when statistically they're the best that's out there. And I have the article out of France where yelling at your husband or wife you get arrested for. Not cussing, no, no, just yelling. That encourages wives and husbands to tattle on each other. They said, well, we've had 150-something deaths in 2008. The statistics are always a year old, of husband and wives killing each other. So if somebody out of 61,500,000 people in France, if 150-something people, I read the statistics yesterday, kill each other, then everyone loses their rights and everyone's a slave. If there's one underwear firecracker bomber, everybody's got to be naked body scanned. If one person sews explosives in their body, everyone's got to be x-rayed. They're now calling for that. They always push it further. Oh, you don't want to be body scanned? How about x-rayed? Okay, we won't x-ray you, we'll just body scan you. But then 2 years later, now we're going to x-ray you. At some airports, they actually do a proctology exam. They actually put a glove on and go into you. I mean, they take your laptops all over the news for 5 years when you fly, and they just take them and download their contents and send them to you months later. They order people to give them their email passcodes and sit there and read it in front of them. I have news reports here where reporters are seeing men stand around, pull out hot blondes, put them in the naked body scanner, and sit around laughing and smiling. I see it on the news, images of a woman being scanned, and the guys are looking at the screen going, I mean, this is sick. Who do you think takes these jobs? Let me give you the numbers, and I'm going to your calls. Montgomery County, New York Sheriff. Now, when you call them, be polite but focused and say, we know through color of law you declared endangerment and that you went color of law, this is racketeering, because it was a civil matter with them. They should have been sent the equivalent of a truancy letter, but you didn't do that. You arrested them for a stunt under child endangerment. This is outrageous, and the American people know what you did, and every commenter on the CBS News site disagrees with what you did. Know that, and the people of that town need to vote these government people out and put patriots in. Take your town back. Montgomery County, New York Sheriff Michael J. Amato, phone 518-853-5500. And if you see this in a week on PrisonPlanet.tv or YouTube or somewhere, still call. And just the action of you making the call, getting past the intimidation, talking to them, letting them know you don't appreciate them. 518-853-5500. Don't steal their children. Because normally what they do when they persecute somebody, they keep persecuting to make themselves feel like what they're doing is right. Call the Montgomery County, New York County Sheriff's Department, 518-853-5500, 518-853-5500. Everyone call. This family is cornered by these wolves right now. 518-853-5500. And we need this sheriff to be voted out immediately. I mean, the thing's unconstitutional. It's not freedom. It's like saying it's the law, blacks are slaves. I don't want to hear it's the law garbage. I know they manipulated the law on this. But the fact that they arrested them and took their kids and now they may not get them back, this is outrageous. 518-853-5500. James Conboy, District Attorney, 518-853-4516. That's the clerk, 518-853-4516. Call that district attorney and tell him shame on you and we know what you did manipulatively. Just like when I had the state attorney on from Maryland when they told the kids it was the law to take shots, 2,000 of them on the news with SWAT teams and dogs barking and getting the shots, and I had him on, and I said, it wasn't a law they had to take shots. It was school policy, so they kicked them out of school, and truancy was triggered. And he said, oh, you ought to be a lawyer. Yeah, my kids don't take shots. Started laughing on air. It's funny that they manipulate people. 518-853-4516. 518-853-4516. District Attorney James Conboy. And he is a conboy. Fulton County Child Protective Services. Let these slimers know. Support the family. Get Homeschool Legal Defense Fund involved. They need to be sued. They don't have immunity when they're outside of the law. 518-736-5615. We did this to the county south of Austin and shut their phones down. 518-736-5615. Their phones will be so busy they won't be able to kidnap kids today. 518-736-5615. Glentown Court. Call the court itself. 518-853-4825. 518-853-4825. Those are the coordinates. 518-853-4825. Glenn County Court. Fulton County Child Protective Services. James Conboy, Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. Call them, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to make an example of that family so they can take all your kids. That's openly what the government wants. I have their own statements in the thousands.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've gotten a response from the superintendent of schools up there. We'll tell you about that coming up in the next hour, but as promised, your phone calls. Wilson in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Happy New Year, too. I haven't spoke to you since the New Year.
But I just was saying, I want to say that you had a wonderful interview with Ron Paul. I really liked it. And I got a quick question. You said Lord Monckton was like the George Washington in this fight. What would you consider Ron Paul then?
I said Monckton was the George Washington in the climate change fight specifically. Specifically in that area, no one has done more leading the people, exposing the fraud. He's been doing it for 15 years at least. So I didn't mean overall fighting the New World Order. And I know that Monckton likes our founding fathers. He's Scottish. He's criticized tyranny in England. And so that was the point I was making. People don't know that in the UK, in England, some of our biggest supporters in the Revolutionary War were in England. So that was the point by saying George Washington of the climate change fight. This is a global fight. Ron Paul is a polite, intelligent, focused, elder statesman. And I wouldn't call him a George Washington. I would perhaps a Thomas Jefferson, perhaps a John Quincy Adams or something. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not too great on the history, even though I should with the founding fathers. But and one last question. I'm not sure if you've seen Ben Stein on TV call Ron Paul anti-Semitic.
Yes.
Do you think that he's going to debate Ron Paul?
I don't think he will. He won't come on this show. We've challenged him to. And Ben Stein made a great film about the environmentalists being eugenicists. And so we wanted him on in a friendly way. But that's all that the neocons have, and that's all the Israel lobby has. Ron Paul is against all foreign aid. He's against it for Egypt. He's against it for China. He's against it for Nigeria. He's against it for Brazil. He's against $25 billion to General Motors to literally spend at least $3 billion of it to ship it to China, Eastern Europe, and Brazil. It's not because he hates Brazilians. He's not anti-Brazilian. And so that's why the ADL and others are being totally discredited, because you say, I don't want a banker bailout. Oh, you don't like Jews. Oh, I don't want a police state. Oh, you don't like Jews. And they're actually creating anti-Semitism by always injecting Jews into everything and making Jews take the side of New World Order. It doesn't work anymore. They call everybody anti-Semitic. The ADL attacks me. They don't dare call me anti-Semitic because I've had my lawyer put them on notice of a tort if they ever do it. One time when they did and they retracted, and they've lost lawsuits before, by the way, because of these activities with other people. So they always try to just call me an extremist and the king of conspiracy and all of this stuff. But people need to watch themselves because, that is a horrible slur and slander to just throw on someone calling them an anti-Semite. And Jewish groups continue to speak for Jews and inject anti-Semitism into every issue. And it's just completely disastrous for them.
Well, I just want to make one final point that going into the year 2009, I was able to talk to you on New Year's Eve, but this year I couldn't. You know, the lines is a little busy. So that just shows how things are really picking up and how you really going to have much bigger people paying attention this year. So I just want
to say, Wilson, I appreciate your call. Happy New Year to you. Have a great New Year fighting tyranny. Folks, we have our own phone system. They only have 6 phone lines at Genesis in Minnesota that we mainly take calls off of. We have a system that can take over 100 calls. And when we open the phone system up for 10 seconds, we'll get 30 or 40. Okay, so yeah, and we could do that years ago. I mean, I could take 1,000 phone calls in an hour, and I could physically get them on the air. Let's come back and take some more of those calls. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.